We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're going back to a stira that we asked on yesterday's blot. In the Mishnah it said that you cannot put a behemoth in a pundik of a goy. Why not? Because the goy is Chashad al-Raviyah, so it's lifted evil as it's mechshol. On the other hand, it says that you're allowed to buy a behemoth for a carbon from a goy. And the shaila is, Mamanoshach, if he's Chashad al-Raviyah, so how can you buy a behemoth for a carbon? It's possible for a carbon if there was a Raviyah on the behemoth. And the other hand, if you're not Chashad, so why can I put it in his hotel? So yesterday's daf, Gemara Teretz, that there's a difference between the own behemoths and the Yid's behemoths. But today we'll have a different teretz. Ravina of different teretz. We'll have a few different teretzim. Ravina Amar, loy kasha. It's not shver. Again, there's a stira, a mishnah to the din of buying a carbon. It's not a stira. Why not? Ravina Amar, loy kasha. Holochatchila odeved. Our mishnah is saying lochatchila. But once you left it by the guy, and you pick it back up, or you buy something from a guy, you're not worried about the eved that it's possible. Holochatchila odeved. How do we know the Shadi and Chatchila Eved? How do we know the difference between the Chatchila and the Eved? Tznan, we learned in the Mishnah, I'm going to show you an idea where there's a difference between the Chatchila and the Eved. Tznan, lo yisis yached isha imahem, mepnei shechashudim al harayis. The halacha is that an isha, like we have in our Mishnah really, that an isha cannot be miyached, this is our Mishnah, not miyached with a goy, because the goy is chashud al harayis. So it sounds like you're worried about harayis. Raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says, Isha Shenech V'Shavichavim, my Isha got captured by a guy, Aydei Mama, because her husband owed money. So he kidnapped his wife, Muteres Labaila. She's Mutter to her husband. Aydei Nefasha is if she's Chayiv, in the case where she's Chayiv Misa, she is Chayiv Misa, so then Asur Labaila. What's the reason? Because there, she's Mamash Hefker, so she'll do anything to try to save her life, and if it's Asur Labaila, she gets saved. So what do you see from the Reisha here? The Reisha says that if a goy kidnaps the Isha, there's Yichud over here, still, she's a Teres Labayla. Why is Teres Labayla? Must be, there's no Erev over here. So you see, even though our Mishnah said, Lois is Yached, but with the Eved, she's Mutter. Now, anyway, you can ask me, what's the Tat should she be Osir? The Loch is that a lady who's Mizana, only if she's Mizana of a Rotzoin, she asks the husband. Not if it's an Oinist. Here it's an Oinist pastures. So on that, already Tosfos really asked the Kasha, Rashi lo shver. You have to say it's mashmal via even to a koyin she's mutter. Even for husband's a koyin, luckily it's by koyin, Aisha's koyin says nensa is also. Here's mashma that she's mutter labayla, even for husband is a koyin. That's how we'll learn. Ayin Tosfos al yedei, if you want a little bit more of a riches in this. But in any case, we're asking that you see from the ratio here that b'di eved you're not really asking. We're showing there's a difference in chutzpah. Ravina said the difference in chatchila b'di eved. Where do I see that from? I see it from the isi yichud gevaldik. Because there it says in our mishnah lo siyachid shemam mishnah b'miyachid why kachshun arayis and but after she's miyachid she comes back home she's mutal b'ayla. So we see when she's not mizana she wasn't mizana. So that's the eved. Yeah, by moment. Yeah, by the foster is a different story. There she'll do anything. So that's why we'll see in the Gemara. We'll speak it out in a second. So the kasha is, the lechayri sees clearly that, not kasha, again, the raya is, clearly the difference in the chachil of the yavet. Zog to Gemara, el av shvamina, shalom the chachil of the yavet. So Gemara, no, it's not a raya at all. It's don't bring a raya from this halacha of Isha Shenech Mashav Yad V'chav. It's not a raya at all. Mamay. Dilma lo ilo, maybe lo chafil the yavet nami lo. Maybe even the yavet, there would be a problem of you worry about znus. Even with the yavet. By Mamoin, why do we say that she was not Mazana? Because a special reason why she's not Mazana. We have a positive reason why she's not Mazana. He will not be Mazana with this kidnapped person here, this kidnapped Isha. Why not? Because he wants to collect his money. He knows if he's Mazana with her, the husband will say, too bad, I'm not giving you money anymore. Teida, what's the right? Tony Seifa, I did a Foshah Shasura Levaila. Basula Midi. You see in Seifa, where it was not a shiloh of money, this is taka also. So you see, if I care, that even the Eved is also. I can ask me, what do you mean? Dear, it's Aladin and Fashas. So it should have said better. She said, even just in that moment. So really, Tosfos asks his kasha. The maskal teida. He says, Tema. Mike Amat teida. Dilma Shani Aladin and Fashas. The Ekel Meimar. Machmas Pacha and Nesratzaloi. That's not right. So Emmet Tosfos. The vadai shaloi adei mamun asura. Because if it would be mutter, it would have said in the resha that it's mutter. Why did it say adei mamun dafka? It's mashma, you need dafka mamun to make it mutter. And why did it pick adei nefashas to tell you, even to your surah, she's also. Because adei nefashas, it'll be done, berotzen. That's why it says a case of Adin Nefashos. But the bottom line is, we're saying the reason why the Reisha is not also is because of Adin Baman. So it would come out from this Gemara, it would sound like we're saying that every time a Isha is with Siachet, it's Taka also for the Eved. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like, which is a Pella, which is next to his Kasha. He says, Tema, imkin, loyenachta bas lavram avinu, eishas kayin, shev takas baila. The Efshah Sakha Shum Evichavim, one time in her life, should be miyachar with a guy, she'll never be mutter, can't be. So Tosi says, Avada, it's true, Avinu's Teretz is true, Hachil the Eved. Just not a raya for me, not a raya. But it's actually true that there's a difference between Hachil the Eved, that's where Avinu's Teretz. So we zaych already to two truths into the stira, back to the stira of Revi on the Behemoth. We zaych two truths. We have the first Teretz was on yesterday's blot, and another Teretz on today's blot, the Chil between Hachil the Eved. Rapidos Omar, another Teretz. Loikasha, again, we have a stira, going back to the stira, between our Mishnah, it says, you can't put a behemoth in a pundik of a guy, and it says, on the other hand, a different tisefta. They could buy a behemoth for them for a carbon, so it's a stira, or the chasha ravio, not chasha ravio. So we had two truths in the third Teretz. Rapidos Omar, Loikasha, ho rabbeliezer, ho rabbanon. One is the Tana rabbeliezer, and one is the rabbanon. The Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, guy paras chatos. Rabbi Eliezer Imer, Eino Nikachas Mina Oivet Chavim. A paras chatos, which means a para aduma, Rabbi Eliezer says you can't buy a para aduma from a guy. A chama matirim, chama say you could buy from a guy. What's the machlaikis? So Rabbi Eliezer says, machlaikis says, my love, hakim efgi. The Rabbi Eliezer saw a chashino revia, therefore you can't buy a para aduma from a guy. For a born sabri, the loy chashino revia, you're not chayshish for revia, you're not chayshish for revia, and therefore you could buy the para aduma from a guy. So, what are we answering? We're answering the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Loi Tzisiached is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah says Loichem Behema Makar. We're going to Rabbanon. Very simple. My Mishnah is Machlekes. If you chayshu Rabbi or not. Frank Tigmar, who said that's the Machlekes by Paraduma? Mamad. Then what's going on? Loichem Chayshu Rabbi. Maybe everyone knows Chayshu Rabbi. But how can in time with Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe Pshat Rabbi Eliezer says why you can't buy a Paraduma. It's because we don't rav. Don't rub. We don't rav. Heniach Aleim Oido Shal Sakin. Even if it didn't carry a bit, we know that a Paraduma. It has to be asher ima mum and asher loy olah alel oil. It can't carry any weight, any load. So Rav Yehuda Rav is mechadish. Even the smallest load, which doesn't take too much work, is possible. If you put on it a few empty bags, it's possible. Uva'agala ba'egla rufa ach t'mashich ba. Egla rufa is only asher until there the lashon is a different lashon. Asher loy mashcha ba'oil. It says the lashon there, so it has to be more of a oil. And there it's only until you pull it with the oil. But in any case, maybe the reason why I can't buy a paraduma from a guy is because maybe he put a load on it. A small load, even a small load. And Masav HaKashina, Masav HaKashina, maybe that's why. Maybe he holds you not Choshev Revia. What's the reason why he can't buy it? It's because maybe he carried a load on it. So tomorrow, Lois HaKadayat. It's not sad that a guy who gets a perfect paraduma will place anything on it. He knows the score. And he knows that if he puts anything on it, he'll be disqualified. So Nicha Port Lemav Stuva, he'll carry the bags himself. It's very light bags. It's not worth for him to lose the money. So then, okay, now you're saying, what's pshat? You can't buy it because Revia? It's not worth it for him. He'll be Revia at the Behema and lose all that money? It's like, well, no, Hashem Yitzhar Taikvai. When it comes to a Yitzhahara, there's no any Chapas Avarayas. You're right, it's a big loss, but sometimes there's a big loss to Mizana. Anytime it's a big loss. Every time it's a Mizana, it's a big loss. But sometimes Yitzhar Taikvai. So, That's the problem. I can ask me a kasha. So what I was saying that here, Revi is a problem. He's a taikva, even though it's a lot of money. I can ask you learned yesterday's blat, that a guy, if you have my name, a guy won't do it in his own behemoth because it'll make it infertile. What it's a taikva, right? So Tosis the bottom of this, asks the kasha, and he has a mahalach. He says that over here, it's he'll won't tell anyone about it. He'll cover it up because therefore. He'll do it, whatever. This he'll cover it up and then he'll be chayshish it. Here he can still sell it without anyone realizing that it's he was mizana with it. But I in the bottom places for that cash. In any case, the Gemara's question is, Gemara's teretz is Rav Dosa has very simple teretz. Rav Eliezer holds chayshu revia. That's found in our Mishnah. And Rabbanon in chayshu revia. That's the tesef that says you can buy a carbon from the guy. Zok the Gemara vayit in the cheshvan. V'dilma kuli amal kashin revia. Maybe both Rabbi Eliezer the Chum hold you not kosher for revia. Aye, why can't you buy a paraduma from a guy? V'alchayin taima special gzeres akasov. V'alchayin taima the Rabbi Eliezer could tani shila. The tani shila learned My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? It says in the Pasuk, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yikho elecha para aduma. It says, yikho elecha para aduma tamima. So it says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael. We darshin and v'yikho elecha that b'nei Yisrael yakichu v'enuchav v'm yakichu. We darshin yakichu, which means you only can buy it from a guy. Rashi Zimachru karbe v'yakichu. You have to buy it from Yisrael, and you cannot buy it from a guy. There's a gossip. So maybe ask John Rabbi Yezer, like Tani Shila. Shila learned that there's a din that you have to buy it from a yid, not from a guy. That's why. Maybe not Chashur Avia, but you can't. You have to buy it from a Jew, a paraduma. So tomorrow can't be the pshat. Why? It's looks like a dialogue. Tani Sefer. It says clearly in the Sefer, or it says in different brisa, Shalom the Gerses. The Chener Rabbi Yezer poysu b'chol kumanas kulam. Rabbi Yezer passed about every carbon to buy from a guy. If the reason is that it says Yichu Bnei Yisrael, that's Bishlam Parak Sivekicha. It says there, Dabra Bnei Yisrael Yichu Elecha. There it says Kicha. Kabanas Kicha Ksivu. You don't say Kicha. If he passes or Kabanas, means he is Choshet for Revia. So the Maisa that was saying that's the Pshat. Again, the Rav Eliezer holds Choshet Revia that's found in our Mishnah, and the Leichon Karb is going with the Rabbanon. Great thing, Amara, but Dilma Adkan le plig Rabban le Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabban only arguing Rabbi Eliezer and saying not choshev for Revia now on top of Amon Beis now. Ella bepara the Meyakarim only by a para Duma where he won't be mezana because he doesn't want he's worried about hefsid. Avashar kabanas moitle and then when it's back shver. So what's pshat in the seft that says like in carbon? Maybe every behem yachosh is for only by para Duma not. Avashar kabanas moitle. And which Tana is that Brisa? That's what Gemara says. So it has to be that Rabbanon argue on that because what else we pshat in the Brisa? Va'oid really is a first Brisa. Tanya behedya that my asivul echavroel Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer's friends ask him? Rabbi Eliezer said you can't buy any behema from a guy. Why? Because you choshev revia. They asked him from a pasuk. That says the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Klar kol tzoyin tedar yikavtzu lach alien avoyis." And says that you bought a carbon from a guy because tedar is yishmal. It says clearly you bought kabanas from a guy. So you see that you can buy. And later on the pasuk says, "Yalu al rotzoy mizbechi." So you see you bought it. So a karchach has to be the isman the only one who could buy a carbon. And finally, that is a tarot of Rab Pedas that says that there's a mishnah against the sefta. The mishnah of the siachid imam is Rabbi Eliezer. That the sefta says loichon karbon is going according to the rabbanon hold. There's no chash revia like we see in a pasuk and like we see in the brisa. That has to be manual like that. That's the man diyama rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Eliezer.